in the Democratic Party is how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months, and for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president, and that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden said he was open to narrowing, in his words, who is eligible to receive stimulus checks by beginning to phase out stimulus checks for individuals who make more than $50,000 or married couples who make more than $100,000. But the Biden administration is reportedly opposed to lowering payments below $1,400. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on the brand spanking new WGSO website. Don't forget, we have moved to be a not-for-profit station, so when you go to the new website, there's a donate button, and if you enjoy the programming here at WGSO and you want to get involved in with what we do, that's your opportunity. And there's Mike. Hey.
I broke the phone away from my mouth. What is going on? I could hear it come through the phone. I had the phone as far away from me as I could get it. What is going on?
That must have been one hell of a cough.
It was just a normal cough. What is
and
going
that,
on?
And for the first show of the week, that's how we start. Right on cue.
Well, here I am, folks.
Yeah. Mike's been missing this week, but to be fair, I've been pretty busy the last couple of days, and unfortunately, we'd had to do some quote unquote best ofs the last couple of days. But here we are, and I figured out what we were going to talk about not more than 30 minutes ago, so it should go off without a hitch. Already overcoming obstacles, but we won't talk about it on the air. Because it's just you and I right now. We have no special guest right now. So,
yay!
So I hope you're ready to talk a little baseball.
I really wish I had read a few more articles.
Well, good for you that I've been paying attention, because I'm out of selfish reasons, because most of the good news came from out of St. Louis. So.
Yes, it has. Everything that I've seen so far has been St. Louis, St. Louis, St. Louis.
Yeah, not bad. Let's talk about the big news that came out over the weekend for the St. Louis Cardinals. And, you know, it, regardless of the fact that I am a Cardinal fan, it is probably the biggest news in that's going on in Major League Baseball right now.
MLB total, this is the biggest news.
Last Friday, the reports came out that Nolan Arenado was reportedly going to be traded to the St. Louis Cardinals, and there was a lot of obstacles because of his humongous contract. And I mean, we're not talking Patrick Mahomes' $500 million contract, but when he signed his contract, I believe it was $299 million, which is weird because wouldn't you think if you're going to give somebody $299 million, you just give them another million and making it even $300 million?
Yeah, just add on the extra and just make it an even $300 million. I probably would have pushed for it.
Like, right.
No. I don't want to be a 299 millionaire. I want to be a 300 millionaire.
Exactly. And maybe that's all that was about. Who knows? But needless to say, the Cardinals pulled off the trade with the Rockies that they have been trying to make for 2 years now, at least a year and a half, which is weird because he just signed that big contract with the Rockies like 2 years ago. So it was almost immediate after he signed the contract that his name started to circulate as possible trades. But I'll tell you what, out of all the moves that I've seen in the last few years, if there is ever a time I feel like a team got fleeced, boy, oh boy, I think the Rockies got fleeced.
Yep. And I didn't read all that much about it, but from a couple of articles that I did read, it's not like the Rockies are trying to do a rebuild or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've needed to be better, but it's not like it's a fire sale so that way they can rebuild the way the Astros did in 2014, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they just lost out on this deal. It's just the deal didn't go the way that they thought it was going to, basically.
Right. And it's really strange. And part of it, too, it's kind of the same position that Deshaun Watson's been in. It's one of those deals where they paid Nolan Arenado to be the cornerstone of their franchise, and they were going to build a team around him. Well, he signed the contract with those promises being made, and it didn't really seem like that the Rockies were holding up their end of the deal for him in his perception. And so there was quite a bit of back and forth between the two, especially last winter. And I guess it just all came to a head. And from what I understand, this deal has been worked on. This is probably why the Cardinals never didn't make any moves this offseason, was because they've been literally working on this deal for like 2 months. And the thing was is that he still owed $260 million or something like that. However, the not only did the Rockies send him to St. Louis, they also gave him $51 million to take him. And what they got in return was only one major league player, and that was Austin Gomber, who just he played here, he pitched here or there last year and pitched well. Nothing. I mean, he was, I think, a sub-2 ERA, but really a relief guy. And you know, maybe he can be groomed in to become a starter. He's a left-handed pitcher, so that's always nice. And then they also got four prospects with him too. But the thing is that these prospects are all low-level prospects. These guys aren't going to be major league ready for a few years. And they're not even the top 10 prospects in the Cardinals organization, which to me was really shocking because the Cardinals' best prospect is a third baseman named Nolan Gorman. So you would think that would be part of the deal because, unless he changes positions, he's not going to be playing third base. So it was really, to me, it was just mind-blowing. And you know, I guess the question that's been asked the most is what did the Rockies really get? Well, the Rockies save $150 million.
No.
That's what they get. And I'm sorry that he was owed $200 million. That's what's left on his contract. But essentially, and he has an opt-out for after this year, which is big, and he didn't move it. However, he also restructured his deal and deferred money, so they added a seventh year onto his contract. But in doing so, they also had to add another opt-out after 2022. But, you know, with COVID and everything the way it's been, he would be crazy to opt out of that contract unless he is really unhappy in St. Louis. He'd be crazy to opt out because he's probably not going to get that kind of money again. And the Cardinals are willing to pay it. And I watched the press conference yesterday, and he seemed really excited. And he, of course, he's not going to say, I plan on opting out, but he, you know, I plan on being a St. Louis Cardinal for a long time. And truthfully, he fits the quote unquote Cardinal way and plays great defense. He's a 5-time All-Star, 8-time Gold Glove award winner, and I think 4-time Platinum Gold Glove or Platinum Gold winner. So, we can talk a little bit more about it when we come back. We got to run. We got to take a break. So we'll be back with more right after this.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tonight on WLAE-TV. At 7, experience what's great about our city on New Orleans Living. At 7:30, local culture and the economy go hand in hand on Money Talks. And at 11, join lively discussions devoted to the world of stage on Theater Talk. It's only on WLAE, New Orleans Public Television. Watch us on Cox Channel 14, Charter Channel 11 and 7-Eleven, and AT&T and Satellite Channel 32.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So we're talking about the Nolan Arenado trade to, Arenado. He did make that statement yesterday. It's Arenado when one of the reporters was asking him questions. But we were talking about the opt-outs and things like that. But, yeah, it would be stupid to opt out. And at that point, he would be 31, 32 years old because he's 30 now. So why would you opt out when you probably aren't going to get that money because of multiple reasons? One, his age being he's older, not going to be older. And number two, who knows how bad that, you know, not having fans in the stands last year. I know it hurt everybody, but even having limited this year, you know, the money's just not going to be there to throw around.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting that you bring up the fact that he's 32 years old. This is just a quick.
Well, he's 30 now, but he'll be 32.
We'll be 32. The one player that the Astros have signed that's, you know, of some significance is over the last month or so is Pedro Baez from the Dodgers, and he is 32 now. And so I when you said that, I remember reading it and I was like, oh yeah, Pedro Baez is 32. I feel like he was definitely a serviceable reliever in L.A. So hopefully he'll help the Astros. But sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I felt like that was something interesting. So.
Yeah, and also the last year he gets another $15 million in that added year to his contract. But I'll tell you what, though, with having him at third base and Paul Goldschmidt at first base, that makes for a hell of an infield.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And then all signs point back to Yadier Molina will be a Cardinal again this year. He's in all of their – when they talk about the team, they're still using his name. So I don't look for him to be moving on to anywhere else. And so you still – even at his age, he's still one of the better defensive catchers in all of baseball. And then Harrison Bader and center, he may not be able to hit water if he was standing on the beach in Grand Isle, but he can definitely play center field and do it at a high level. And also the Cardinals have a Gold Glover from last year. Not Paul O'Neill. Why was it Tyler O'Neill? Tyler O'Neill is in left field. Yeah, we did see him when played the that team that was out on airline. We won't call them by their name.
No.
So,
the Shrine on airline. Yeah. We'll just go with that.
Looking at CBS's article on this, they graded the Cardinals with an A and the Rockies with an F on this trade.
I can see both of those.
And just to put it in perspective, as a Cardinal fan, it's something to really be excited about. And the fact that we didn't really have to give up anything. And it brings a player to the caliber of Albert Pujols back into the Cardinals organization. So, I mean, his numbers are outstanding over the last 5 years. I think he's averaged 125 RBIs, 35 home runs, and hit his average is 300. So, and then, probably he may be the best defensive player in all of baseball. So you put all that together, and that is one hell of a pickup.
Yes, it is.
So some other baseball news. there's been some negotiations, really one-sided negotiations between Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it reminds me a lot of last season when the MLB just kept coming back with basically the exact same thing over and over and over and over. And then the MLBPA saying, no, we said no last time. It's not going to work this time either. And then them coming back a third time and saying, okay, guys, here you go. We got something different. Like, nope, that's exactly what you showed us the last two times.
Right.
That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Well, and I think most of the time when these negotiations happen, there's fault on both sides. But really, in this situation, I don't really see the point in what the owners are doing, because the players, I feel like they're more in the right than they're in the wrong on this. They want it to be business as usual this year as far as how many games are played, how many teams are allowed into the postseason. And truthfully, I don't know. I kind of have mixed emotions on how I get it. Last year, like, it was to expand the playoffs because of such a short season. But really, is it necessary all the time? Yeah, it may be good for TV revenue because you're going to get a couple teams who normally wouldn't be in it. Maybe you get some extra TV revenue off of that. But really, you're watering it down so much, it turns into like the NBA playoffs where, you know, you have sub 500 teams. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that keeps aggravating me about this is that the MLB keeps offering the players money off of the ticket sales. Like, how is that helping them?
Right.
Nobody can be in the stadium. You're right. Literally offering them nothing.
No.
If you have 5,000 people in the stands, let's say, one average MLB field holds 45,000.
Right.
Well, if there's 45,000 people in the stands, they're going to get a nice little chunk of change.
Right.
If there's 5,000 people, they're getting basically nothing. But the MLB and the owners get all of the money from the TV contracts. And so obviously they're both going to push for that. But the people that make it to where the owners and the MLB can make money off of that get nothing.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Well, you know, and that's something too. And I'm just going to use the Cardinals for an example. Is just to your point, that TV revenue is ridiculous. Like, you know, the Cardinals got a deal with Fox Sports Midwest a couple of years ago that they for their new contract, and it was like over $1 billion. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that they haven't spent any money, but it has been questioned, like, where, you know, if that's sitting in the bank, that I get it, but that money came for a reason, and it wasn't to put out a team full of young prospects or anything like that. That TV revenue was valued at that because of who was on the team, how many people watch, and if you're not going to spend it, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And especially for somebody like Bill DeWitt, who cried hard times this winter, and you know, I know they haven't spent much of that money. You know, that's just not that it's he's saving it for a rainy day. Now, granted, it rained the other day, and now they're going to have to part ways with some of it. It was a pretty big downpour, but you know, I don't blame the players on this. And on top of it, it's kind of the same. They're in kind of the same boat as what hockey was, where their collective bargaining agreement will be comes up next year, I believe. So maybe these are things that need to be talked about then. But
yep.
pushing the season, they want to push the season back a month and then still play 154 games. Well, now you're putting more stress on the players because 162 over, you know, with another month is a heck of a lot easier to manage than 154 with a month shortened season.
And they're hoping that you'll be able to get fans in the stands later in the season. So if you push it back a month, that's more games with more butts in the stands,
right,
basically.
And I know the Cardinals, I believe, are going to have 14,000 starting off. And it's just fine, and I'm sure it'll go from there. And I'm assuming most teams, because there's no stadiums anymore that are just 100% domes, other than the Rays, and who that's a whole nother conversation about that team and about that city and that stadium. But for the most part, everybody can. You know, the Astros, they can open up the dome. I don't blame the players on this, and it'll be something to keep an eye on. I just don't see them budging on any of this unless they're going to get something huge in return, and I just don't see it. So there's really no reason to even have this conversation. There's already a collective bargaining agreement put in place. And what it would take for any change would be if the players locked out or the owners locked out the players, and that would be a suicidal idea. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We got some Drew Brees kind of news, and we'll talk some Pels. And oh yeah, we've got a Karen for you this week. So we'll be back with more after the news.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. State police say a 3-year-old child was not properly restrained and killed in a wreck last night involving an 18-wheeler in Calcasieu Parish. Trooper Derek Senegal says the child was a passenger in a vehicle driven by 41-year-old Blaine Keith LeCompte, and they suspect LeCompte was impaired.
So they went ahead and arrested him for that with the DWI, child endangerment. And the additional charges come in would be vehicular homicide.
And the CDC is now mandating all public transit systems require riders to mask up. Senator Bill Cassidy says this is a requirement most transit systems already have, and there's a real question as to whether the CDC has the power to levy penalties against systems that refuse.
I don't think the CDC has prosecutorial authority. I think it's more the mandate that they expect localities to enforce.
The Biden administration has rejected calls to enforce a nationwide public mask mandate. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com. I'm Matt Doyle.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger Red.
Football.
Here at Tiger Rag, we know this is the most anticipated football season since last football season. You want fluff? Eat a marshmallow.
I like the taste.
But if you want the dirt, Tiger Rag's got the shovel. The only way to get more info on LSU sports is by wiretapping a coach. Tiger Rag Magazine. On newsstands today and online at TigerRag.com.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Valerie Armand. Join me for my new show, Mortal Musings, Thursdays at 7 p.m. I will be talking about the often avoided and sometimes uncomfortable topics of life, death, and everything in between. As the founder of Exiting Gracefully and an affiliate of Dying Your Way, I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences and getting your take on how we as a society can change the way we face our mortality one conversation at a time. So tune in Thursdays at 7 p.m. for Mortal Musings, exclusively on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So, a little bit of news came out today that they're expecting Drew Brees to make his announcement or his decision within the next week on whether or not he will retire. And I'm sure we will continue to beat the subject to death. Up until then, and probably after for a little while. He said he was quoted as saying that he thinks within the next week to week and a half that that we'll get a little bit more information relative to Drew, and we'll wait on his announcement. So, I mean, we can speculate for the 600th time. I don't see any other option at this point other than he probably will ride off into the sunset.
And I feel like the part of the quote, like the quote from Peyton that I felt was very telling, but at the same time, he's Sean Payton and he's very crafty, was, excuse me, Taysom Hill is in the building. Jameis Winston is now a free agent who we hope to sign here sooner than later. We've got a pretty good vision with those players. Within the next week, we'll know a little bit more. That within the next week, when he said at one point the next week or two, and another point next week to week and a half, means that he already knows something. And at the same time, you know, obviously Taysom Hill is in the building. He's got another year on his contract. Right. Jameis Winston wanting to sign here sooner than later means that, you know, he's never said that specifically before, so he is thinking about signing him. But at the same time, that leaves open room for bringing in somebody else. And again, he's Sean Payton. There's no telling what he's going to do. I do like the idea of, like, we had a caller a few weeks ago talking about the what I had mentioned a few weeks before that is my conspiracy theory that he didn't play Winston so that way nobody would want to offer him a bunch of money and they could afford him. But at the same time, he's Sean Payton. He could definitely have an ace up his sleeve that nobody knows about. So I'm very confused when I try to think about Sean Payton's mindset right now. So
yeah, and with Matthew Stafford being traded to the Rams over the weekend, it you know, that's just another option that's been taken off the table.
Yeah.
And truthfully, with in a situation like that, if you were going to make a move for somebody, that I would have said Matthew Stafford before Deshaun Watson, because it's going to, for multiple reasons, but just from the financial aspect, he's not owed as much money, and you wouldn't have had to have given up as much as far as draft picks are concerned in exchange for him.
Well, and now I did see something just probably 10 minutes before we started the show, and this is obviously yet to be seen, but I did see a report that that Deshaun Watson would be willing to sit out the season if he wasn't able to get the right deal. So maybe he sits out a year, we drop a bunch off of our salary cap, and then, hey, we go after him then.
That's certainly a possibility. And I also found it interesting that Matthew Stafford said that he was willing to accept a trade anywhere except for New England.
I like that. I like hearing that. That was fun.
That was surprising to me. You know, and Dan Campbell, who's the new head coach there in Detroit, they got Jared Goff in return. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Poor Jared Goff. He has to go from living in L.A. to Detroit. Well, dude, I'm so sorry.
Yeah? I don't know. I don't know if you're in any better position than what you were last week. Another thing that was a little odd is that most of the time, out of courtesy to teams playing in the Super Bowl or in really any sport, baseball is the biggest one that comes to mind. Typically, moves of this caliber, or even Drew Brees making his decision, if you notice, it's not done. He probably knows what he's going to do. He's not announcing it right now because it's just a courtesy and showing respect to, in this case, Tampa and Kansas City, because you don't want any headlines to overshadow the championship of your sport. Right. So that to me was a little odd that they still pulled the trigger and made the move. Now, granted, all of this is kind of a moot point, because, which in football,
the way that trades work, and that, like, they'll work out trades, and they're not even, there won't, this won't even be official until the new league season starts, which is in March.
You have a very good point there.
But March 17th is the that's when the trade will become official. But still, I mean, to me, I think they probably could have just kept it under wraps. And granted, with the way that social media is and things like that, it's hard to keep things quiet. But I don't know. I don't think Jared Goff in exchange for Matt Stafford's a good deal. No. I don't think I would have taken it. I just don't. And granted, the the Lions also got a first round pick in 2022 and a first round in 2023 and a third round for this year. That is a lot more appealing to me than getting Jared Goff, because I've never been sold on him. I watched his rookie year whenever the Rams were on Hard Knocks, and I'll never forget it, that he was in a quarterback meeting and talking to the quarterback's coach, and he didn't know what direction that the sun rose and set.
Oh, I was telling you that. Yes.
I'm like, you know.
Of course. Of course you don't.
If you're supposed to be the smartest guy on the field and you don't know that, I'm a little worried about you.
It's bad when you have to say the sun rises on the left side of the field and it sets on the right side of the field. That's not good.
No.
That's not good for the person who's supposed to be the most intelligent person on the field.
Right. And actually, I can't use the expletives that the quarterback's coach used, but he said a few and then said, we're in a lot of, we'll just say fudging trouble if you don't know. And, you know, I would, to be honest, the Rams had a good year this year. I think they did it in spite of Jared Goff, and I think their success has been in spite of Jared Goff. I don't buy that he's a top level quarterback. He's just not. He got paid like one, but he isn't.
Yeah, yes, he did. He's one of those stereotypical quarterbacks that has a decent first season, and with sports media being sports media, they think they have to be 24-hour media, have breaking news constantly. They crown him the next Tom Brady, the next Drew Brees, the next Patrick Mahomes, because literally they can do no wrong. It doesn't matter how wrong they are, how many times, they still continue to get paid. So they crown him the next GOAT, and it doesn't matter that they're wrong. And so now, whatever, we're just stuck with him having this gigantic contract.
Exactly. You're 100% right. It's silly, and you know, it's the same thing for us. It's no different. You know, we know just as much as everybody else does.
Just
we're given a platform to voice those opinions, and that's all they are, our opinions.
I know I'm going to be wrong, but I don't get paid $800,000 a year to be wrong. I literally get paid nothing to do this. So
right. That's true. So, there's just, you have to fill time and you have to say whatever, but I don't know. Like, it's just, to me, not a good deal. And but at the same time, I don't know where unless they traded Stafford here and maybe a couple other places, I don't know where they would have gotten anything better. I guess our draft picks probably aren't too appealing to them anyways, because they're going to pick so far down the line. So, you know, I guess I get it on that regard. And let's be honest, and let's just call it like it is. Coach Payton has never said we're going to go trade for something. He's consistently said the replacement is in the building.
Yes. Yes, he has. He's been saying that all season long.
So there's no reason not to believe him on this. And, you know, I'm excited. I feel like that if it is going to be between Taysom and Jameis, he's not gonna pick one guy or the other, or at least not come out in the media. He's gonna make them play for it in the preseason, and I think that's the best way.
To be honest, I feel like we're looking at a college quarterback situation. You've got a quarterback by committee until one of them proves themselves. Just like LSU this past season, you had two quarterbacks that you didn't know were gonna play, and they both went out and did their thing, and it kind of looked like Max Johnson did better, But at the same time, Ogeron let them both go out there and do their thing, and they got to battle it out on their own, and they got to prove themselves on their own. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like this there will be more of a storm.
So yeah, to Mike's point, yeah, I feel like it's going to be better if they have to earn it and not one be named over the other, and so you know we'll just have to see how that unfolds whenever it comes time, and there's really not going to be any resolution during the spring with minicamp or anything like that, because that's like a 7-on-7 passing tournament. Like they're out there in their shorts and no pads, and you know it's just not. There's no full context, so you're not really going to get anywhere with that. We won't really know probably until about week 3 of maybe the preseason if there's a clear-cut person that stands out. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Pels, and we'll also introduce you to the Karen of the Week. So we'll be back with more right after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Your attitude toward the Bible is your attitude toward Christ. In other words, if you say, I delight in the Lord, and you never open this book, you're just fooling yourself. Because where do you learn about the Lord? You learn about Him in this book, don't you?
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Making Sense of It All, next time on Turning Point.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on the new WGSO.com website. So I didn't get to watch much of the Pels game on Monday. Steven Adams sat out, and it was a close game up until the last minute or so, and then the Kings pulled away. And up until the last minute, I think the Pelicans had scored 13 points in the fourth quarter, and I'm trying to think what the guy's name is for the Kings, but the Kings player scored 15 at that point, so it was just more of the same, not being able to play defense when it matters most. And
a quick little side note, well, LSU basketball kind of did the same thing Saturday night. They played Texas Tech, and they were up, I want to say they were up by 13 with 56 seconds left to go, and then they lost the game by, I want to say, 4 points. So, yeah, now granted, Texas, I don't know if it was Texas Tech they were playing, to be honest. Whoever they were playing is one of the top teams in the country. So, you know, it's a team that you expect to do it. But, yeah, they kind of they wound up in the same in the same bed, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that has some doo-doo in it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you figured out what I was trying to say there.
Yeah. The player was De'Aaron Fox. He ended the game with 38 points and 12 assists, and he was just completely destroying them in the fourth quarter. From the that's about all I got to see was the fourth quarter, because I didn't get to see the whole game. I got home late and. Yeah, I'll just, it was a long day. I'll just put it like that. But, and although you can't just knock the Pels, because the Kings game before that, I think he had 40 in that game. So kid's been playing really well. But it's just more of the same from, the Pels did play a lot better, over the weekend. They beat the Bucks Friday night, and they did it pretty handedly, which was nice to see. They actually made their shots, but it did hurt on Monday night that without Steven Adams in the middle to disrupt and get rebounds, they were a bit lost. And you got to have that inside presence. So tonight will be the Pels are taking on the Kings. Game starts, tip off is at 8:30, and hopefully they're playing the Suns and not the Kings, but. Hopefully it goes better than what it did last time, because I think it still stands that the Suns handed them their biggest loss of the off the season so far. So we'll just hope for the best, and I'm hoping things get turned around. It seemed like they might be, but we just can't have those mental breakdowns. And of course, with trade rumors swirling, it's hard for players to stay focused, but you got to go out and you got to play. It's why you get paid the money you do, is to be a professional. So, all right. So with that being said, are you ready for our Karen of the week?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, this Karen,
one of my favorite segments of the week.
This Karen is very. This is an odd Karen, because she's an environmentalist Karen.
Yeah.
And she's upset with another family that is letting their big truck letting it run an idle while because they have children in the car, and they're trying to keep the kids cool because it was warm outside. So, with no further ado, our Karen of the week.
Because there was nobody here, and you come up here with your gas-guzzling piece of ish, and the exhaust is spewing everywhere.
Hey, by the way, she's driving a Prius, too.
I'll get out.
Hey,
get out.
Cheryl.
Although he missed the boat by not calling her Karen. Now. He's calling her Cheryl.
Yes.
Cheryl,
don't.
Don't even touch me.
We're waiting for you.
Don't even touch me, okay? Step
in. I didn't touch you.
I'm just asking you to be pleasant and courteous, and you guys aren't willing to. That's all.
I backed up.
There's your exhaust pipe. The wind is blowing in this direction.
Then roll up your windows.
Why is the damn car on?
Because my daughter is in here, and
then
I get the air.
Then roll your own windows down. What's the matter with you? You got to make that much pollution? Is it your right to make that much pollution with this damn car anyway? And then you got to set in a parking lot.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I'm better than you because I drive a Prius.
And you're laughing because you're mindless. And you're ignorant because you have no care about anybody else but yourself.
You
what do you do for
right.
Marketing?
Marketing. What do you do?
What do you do?
Marketing. What do
marketing,
you do?
Marketing. There you go. And you need this vehicle for your marketing, don't you?
Oh, I also have a farm. But that's okay. I have horses.
It's what do you, irresponsible.
And irresponsible.
I love how she ignores the farm.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Ignorant, irresponsible, and inconsiderate.
Okay.
And you got two kids, and now you're going to train them to be the same way. Not you, ridiculous and fat and obnoxious and ugly. And she's not in a parking spot. She's complaining about the exhaust of the trucks.
Cheryl?
You know what? You're so inconsiderate.
And while this is happening, they have their daughter right there, and this lady is basically in the little kid's face, too.
She's talking to her daughter in the bed of the truck, and this woman is throwing her hands right into the little 2-3-year-old girl's face.
Yeah. A real piece of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, just again, the thing that sticks out to me every week is who has time to act like this and care that much? I don't care if somebody's driving a big truck. I don't care. If it's your gas bill, it's not mine. I don't count. You don't count my money, and I'm not going to count yours.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not the one that's paying $75 to fill up that gas tank. I don't care.
Exactly.
Do I want to help the environment? Yeah, sure. But that people need those types of trucks, so hey, get it if you need it.
Right, and you know, just watching this video and this lady, let's be honest, I don't believe you're talking about Captain Planet here. I think it was just an excuse to go stir up a big bunch of crap, to be honest with you. and
it was a way for her to show off that she has a Prius and she's better than everybody else. That's what I kept thinking the entire time I was watching that.
Yeah, and you know, you can have it. if you're that proud of that Prius, bless your heart. Good for you, because even if I had the money to buy 10 Priuses, I probably wouldn't.
No.
But you know,
if I had the money to buy 10 Priuses, I may actually buy a Tesla. So I don't know. Those are
at
least they look good.
Right. Well,
Priuses, and I'm not going to elaborate on this, but it was pointed out to me years ago that Priuses look like a horny cat, and so I'll just leave it at that. I'll let everybody's imagination run wild. But yes, oh my God, they do.
Well, now I hope I run into a Prius so I can see if you're right, because I've never heard that analogy ever, but I'll never forget it. I'll put it that way.
There's a lot of people who won't.
So
maybe not a lot, but the listeners we have.
You just changed the game. I guess that's your way of getting even with me for all the times I sing you songs and I change the lyrics and then you can never hear them the same.
Yes, exactly. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
That's right. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Tomorrow night, you're going to be sad that you're going to be in Lake Charles, Mike, because we have Lifetime Grammy Award winning, or Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award winning musician George Porter Jr. is going to be joining us tomorrow night.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. You should be here on Thursdays, I guess. So he'll be joining us talking about Live from the Funky Uncle on Friday night and what he's been up to. So until then, till tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.
It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the force, GMO, and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit